你哋收听紧嘅系葡萄树传媒 ymedia.org。
生命当中每一项东西都有一把钥匙。
Anybody with a key?
有没有钥匙？
有哦。
那是钥匙，那不是哦。
Oh, I don't want a knife now.
不要刀，我要的是钥匙。
Now, if you have a key,
如果你有钥匙，
can this key open any door?
这钥匙可以开任何门吗？
Oh, motorcycle.
哦，那是开摩托车的。
Oh, can he open any motorcycle?
但是任何摩托车都可以开吗？
What is a key?
但里面是一把钥匙啊。
Now, let me ask a question.
我再问你们一个问题。
If I have the same brand motorcycle,
同样品牌的摩托车哦。
The same color,
也是同样颜色。
The same size,
同样大小的摩托车。
Would this key open?
这一把钥匙可不可以开任何的摩托车？
Why?
为什么？
It's not the right key.
因为这把钥匙不是正确的。
So I want to give you 12 keys today.
今天我要给你十二把钥匙。
So that we can open doors.
那你就可以打开不同的门。
Amen. Everybody have the yellow book.
每个人都有这本黄色的课本。
Today we're in yellow page.
今天我们用的是黄色课本，请翻开课本第七页。
Page 7.
课本第七页。
It's only give them one red color, they give you yellow color. That's all.
就是黄色的颜色。
Everybody have a pen.
每个人都有笔吗？
Everybody have a Bible.
圣经呢？
有，有。And if you go and look around now, everybody doesn't have a Bible.
大家都说有，其实再去检查，不见得每个人都有。你看吗？
有，有。Everybody have a Bible?
每个人都有带自己的圣经吗？
Everybody have a pen?
每个人都有笔吗？
Everybody have a yellow book? No. All right, page 7.
第七页。
第七页。Ready to go now?
准备好可以开始了吗？
你好，感谢主，耶稣祝福你。Amen. Can we go now?
我们现在可以开始了吗？
No. Okay, I think basically what we're going to we have.Of 11 scriptures.
我们一共有十一处经文。
So we'll be looking at page 7 and page 8.
我们要看的是第七、第八页。
Can we go? So let's wait for those who are standing like the police.
我们等那些像警察的人，他们站在那边。
I want you to get everything that we're going to share today.
今天我跟你们分享，我要你们得到最大最大的内容。
It's very, very important.
因为今天这些内容真的很重要。
You see,
真的是哦。
I always have an earnest desire in my heart.
我内心都有很深的渴慕。
You know, time is very precious.
时间很宝贵。
If you're going to spend 2 hours with me.
如果你有时间跟我花个两个小时在一起，
Lord,
在神的同在里，
it should be a 2 hours worth spending.
我觉得这两个小时应该从头到尾都是要很值得，一分钟都没有浪费的啊。
My philosophy is if you waste your time, you waste your life.
我的看法是浪费时间等于浪费生命。
Time is too precious to waste.
时间实在太宝贵，不容我们蹉跎。
If you can learn something every time.
每次你如果都可以学到东西，
you can grow every day.
你每一天都可以成长的。
And you say, I have proved things about God that I can talk about God, I can defend God. I can fight
for God. 帮他来捍卫 或者是谈有关于神的事
You can do an experiment.
你可以做个实验吧
You have live flowers.
你看这边花 这是真的花吗? 假的 花有真的 但这是假的 但是这些不是真的花 这两个花你拿来 你都把它浇水 每一天你都跟它浇水 你跟他浇完水你跟这花讲说你都不会长大你看得很丑你实在是看得很糟糕的花我看你很讨厌然后另外一盆花哇你这朵花好漂亮你是最漂亮的花你一定会长大而且你会不断的昌盛你会不断的成长你知道结果会怎么样 那第二朵花会比第一朵花更好。所以，如果你讲正确的话，the
right word，
正确的话，合理的话，don't
wake up in the morning，
你不要早上起来。For
me，
哎呀，我真的很可怜。I
feel terrible，
我觉得很糟糕。Feel
so frustrated，
觉得很挫败。Life
looks so hopeless，
凡事都看起来很没有盼望。That's
not life。
这不是应该有的
Look at yourself in the mirror
看看镜子的你
I'm the most beautiful person
我是最漂亮的女生
I'm very handsome
我很帅
Oh God did a good job
上帝你真的把我照得实在太帅了
Look at my short hair
你看看我的短发 没有比这个更漂亮的
Look at my big eyes
看看我的非洲大眼
Look at my Chinese eyes
我的东方眼
What a life
哇这 太棒的人生了
Feel good
你要觉得很爽啊
Amen
是不是
Happiness is when you like yourself
你要先爱自己才会感受到什么叫快乐
If you don't like yourself, how can you be happy?
你自己都不爱自己, 你快乐起来吗?
If you say, I hate myself,
我很恨我自己,
you can never be happy.
你这样子就快乐不起来,
and when you are happy,
你一旦快乐起来,
you can always get something from God.
你总是可以从那边, 好歹都可以得到一些东西的。
I know that.
我自己有这种经验, 我知道。
You have to learn to be happy.
所以无论如何学习, 快乐起来。
What we're going to be talking about is happiness anyhow, somehow.
那今天我们要谈说在家里的快乐
Let's pray
我们先低头祷告
Father you are the best
天父你是最棒的
I love you from the depth of my heart
发自内心我实在是爱你
I give you glory and honor
我把荣耀尊荣归给你
Give us the keys today
求你今晚把那些钥匙给我们 来变革我们的生命
In Jesus name we pray
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen 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 Number one key The presence of God
他第一把钥匙就是神的同在
12 keys to success
成功的12把万能钥匙
12 master keys to success
成功的12把万能钥匙
Number 1 the presence of God
第一把钥匙是神的同在
You want to stay beautiful
你想要保持漂亮
The presence of God
那就是神的同在
You want to stay handsome
你想要永远都是帅气十足
The presence of God
那就要神的同在
When you have the presence of God,
一旦有神的同在在你身上,
you have joy,
你就有喜乐,
you have peace,
有平安,
you have satisfaction,
有满足,
you have the presence of God,
你有神的同在,
you can be a good wife,
你可以成为良好的太太,
I'm telling you,
我真的跟你讲实话,
a good husband,
一个良好的丈夫,
a good brother, a good sister,
良好的弟兄跟姐妹,
the presence of God revolutionizes us,
上帝的同在会变革我们,
as a worker,
你做工人
You want promotion
你想你是当员工 你想要被升迁 想要有加增
The presence of God
那么你就需要有神的同在
As a businessman
你做生意的人
The presence of God
你要有神的同在
Any place you go
不管你去到何处
When the presence of God goes with you Success becomes a lifestyle
一旦神的同在与你同行 成功本来就是属于你生活的一个样式
Why did Moses succeed
为什么摩西得以成功
The presence of God
就是因为神的同在
In a strange land
在一个异
Of Babylon, sorry, in of Egypt,
在埃及,
in all the idols,
所有这些拜偶像的,
with all the problems,
面对这么多问题,
Moses succeeded.
摩西竟然可以这样子成功,
what was the secret?
他秘诀在哪里?
The presence of God.
就是神的同在.
What happened to David?
大卫怎么了?
Let's read together.
我们一起来看,
Psalm 16, Bible.
这是在课本第二处经文，诗篇十六篇十一节。来，请读。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Amen. Thou shalt show me the path of life.
你必将生命的道路指示我。
Who is that?
这是指谁呀？
My God.
是我的上帝。
When God becomes the savior of your life.
一旦上帝成为你生命的救主。
Your friend.
你成为你的朋友
your teacher,
你的教师
your guide,
你的引导
you know, that is a very broad word,
这是一个非常宽广的字眼
it means that God will begin to direct your step
引导这表示上帝开始带领你的道路
牧师 祈祷
你说牧师啊你为我祷告
Tell me my future.
牧师请你告诉我我未来在哪里
Get to God.
你不要这样子，你找上帝好了。
In the presence of God,
在上帝的同在里
this direction,
必然有指引。
And let me explain to you,
我再跟你解释。
God wants to show the path of life,
上帝要让你知道生命的道路。
Not just temporal, but life.
是一个生命的道路，不是暂时的道路。
What to do for your life?
说你生命该怎么做
How to fulfill your life?
如何完成你的生命的
How to fulfill your destiny?
以及你的命定
How can you become fruitful?
你如何多结果子
InThe presence is fullness of joy.
在神的同在里有满足的喜乐。
There are different kinds of joy.
喜乐有不同种类。
Fullness of joy talks about when you are 100% fulfilled and accomplished.
满足的喜乐表示你是百分之百全然实现你要的。
It did not say joy.
这边不单单是喜乐。
Fullness of joy.
它讲的是满足的喜乐。
At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Do you want to enjoy pleasure?
你想要享受永远的福乐。
The presence of God.
那么你就进入神的同。
You want peace?
想要有平安
The presence of God.
你就进入神的同在
You want good health?
想要良好的健康
The presence of God.
就是在神的同在里
Divine insurance.
一个属天超自然的保险
The presence of God.
那么就是要在神的同在里
Divine security.
你属天的安全
The presence of God.
神的同在
Abundance.
丰盛
the presence of God.
就是在神的同在里
Fulfillment,
你要有满足
the presence of God.
也是神的同在
Flourishing,
你要能够昌盛
the presence of God.
神的同在
Because in the presence,
因为在神的同在里
fullness of joy.
通常都有喜乐
When Israel left Egypt,
以色列离开埃及时
they had two kinds of presence of God.
他们经历到两种神的同在
There was what they called the Ark of the Covenant,
有一种是约柜
which represented the visible presence of God,
代表着神可以看得见的同在
so they could see it,
因此肉眼可以看见
they could feel it,
感受到
they cannot be defeated in battle.
他们在征战就不会被打败
Number two,
第二种同在
on the way going to the wilderness,
他们去走旷野时
there was a pillar of fire by night,
晚上的时候他们有火柱
There was a visible presence of God.
是神看不见的同在
For 40 years,
就这样子40年
Nobody was sick.
没有人病
No hospital.
也没有医院去
Because of the presence.
因为神的同在保护
So you want to enjoy
所以你想要享受
a 24 health life.
而是一个一天二十四小时的健康你就进入神的同在吧
you stay strong,
你想要保持健壮
the presence.
你就进入神的同在
you stay happy,
你想要保持快乐
the presence of God.
你就进入神的同在
right, because the presence was right here,
因为神的同在就在那里
there was abundance,
因此有丰盛
in their life.
在他们生命里
so when you come into the presence,
你一旦在神的同在里
you receive the presence,
你领受神的同在
you go in the presence,
而且进入那同在里
you live in the presence,
而且活在那里
you can be successful.
你必然会成功。
This, if you read about so many heroes in the Bible,
你看看圣经那些伟人
like Joshua,
像约书亚
it was the presence of God.
他也是神的同在。
My friend David,
我的朋友大卫王
what was the secret of David?
他的秘诀是什么
Physical lion.
就是像一些我们看得见的狮子啊
came to eat up the flocks,
要来吃这些羊。
What happened?
你看怎么样
He ran away.
他跑走了吗
No,
才不是
he stood in fought and defeated the lion.
他站在那边保护他的羊。
Who gave him the power?
谁给大卫能力
The presence of God.
就是神的同在。
I think last time I came, a young guy was passing through the lion den and the lion killed a guy. Remember? Here in Taiwan. Somewhere, I saw in the paper. A young man was just passing with the zoo. He was in the zoo. The lion ate the guy up, killed him.
我上一次来这边的时候听说新闻 有人被动物园的狮子咬死了
It takes only the presence of God.
一定要有神的同在
Daniel
但以理
went to the den of lions.
他也一样去狮子坑
because of the presence of God.
但因神的同在
he was not eaten up.
因此他没有被吃
When you have the presence,
若你有神的同在
David said,
大卫说
Though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I fear no evil.
我即便走过死荫的幽谷，我必不怕遭害。为什么可以这样？
The presence of God.
纯然是因为神的同在。
If the presence of God is in your business environment,
若神的同在在你生意的环境里
there's no way you can fail.
你不可能生意会失败的。
You know, a lot of people don't understand what's about the presence of the Lord.
经常我们讲神的同在，很多人不明白。
You can read about the presence.
我们可以读有关于神的同在，谈这件事。
You can sing about the presence.
或者唱神的同在。
But they have not experienced the presence.
但仍然没有体验过。
We are talking about experiencing and living in the presence of God.
我们现在谈的是你活生生体验神的同在。
Number one key, number two.
这是第一把成功的钥匙。
It's a big one.
这是第一把钥匙。
You see.Divine supernatural magnetic favor.
第二把成功的钥匙是属天超自然吸引人的恩惠。
Amen. Let's read Psalms 102 verse 15.
在诗篇112篇。
15 is right there. After number 8.
在第八点下面，诗篇102篇13节，请你必起来连续喜安。因现在是可怜他的时候，日期已经到了。
Amen. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon me, for the time to favor heart. Yes, the time has come.
你必起来连续我，因现在是可怜我的时候，日期已经到了。
I can see one beautiful lady.
我可以看到很美的一位女子。
By the name Mary.
她的名字是玛利亚。
She was one of those who had this kind of favor.
她也是有像这一类圣经讲的恩惠。
There are different kind of favor.
恩惠有不同种类。
But this is like in the high class.
但这一种是最顶级的恩惠。
This is the highest class.
这是最顶级的恩惠。
Question one.
第一个问题是。
Was Mary the only virgin in the land?
玛利亚是当时唯一的处女吗？
Yeah.
不是。
Was she the only beautiful lady around?
她是唯一当时最美的女子吗？
What qualified her for Jesus to come into her womb?
到底她是有什么资格让耶稣从她这里生下来？
Magnetic attractive favor.
主要是属天超自然吸引人的恩惠。
When the angel of the Lord saw her,
神的使者看见玛利亚说，
What did he say?
他跟她说什么第一句话？
You are highly favored among women.
你在众妇女当中是蒙大恩的女子。
Let me explain to you little things about favor.
我跟你讲有关于恩惠。
We'll be teaching this sometime.
有时候有机会我们来谈有关于恩惠。
Let me give you the key.
但今天是要告诉你恩惠这一把钥匙。
After your salvation.
在你得救之后。
If you can grab the favor of God.
若你能够逮住神的恩惠。
You can get anything from God.
那么从神那边你要什么就得什么。
Favor has no limits.
因为恩惠是没有限制的。
As a businessman.
你做一个你做生意。
As a businesswoman.
不管男的女的，你一旦做生意。
As a salesperson.
或者你是从事销售。
If you don't have favor.
若没有恩惠。
You talk to people.
你跟人讲尽所有的。
They will listen.
他们会听，左耳进右耳出。
But when you have favor.
但若你有恩惠。
You win a lot of customers.
你就会得着很多客户。
Favor.
恩惠。
Favor attracts.
恩惠会吸引人哦。
Favor has power.
恩惠有力量哦。
You know magnet.
你知道磁铁。
When you take magnet to iron.
磁铁跟碰到铁。
When you get to there's a force that drives.
一定会有一个力量会吸引过来，对不对？
Try it when you get home.
你回家试验看看。
Just take the magnet.
你把磁铁拿来。只要有一个铁洞，它自然会吸过来。
That's favor.
这就是恩惠。
Not ordinary favor.
不是普通的恩惠。
Not only that.
我现在讲的不是普通的恩惠。
If you take iron struck iron, it's not going to hold.
铁跟铁当然不会吸起来。
It must be magnet.
必须是有磁铁。
The force drives it.
才能够有吸引的力量。
That's the type that Esther had.
以斯帖就是有这一类的恩惠。
She was a slave.
她本身本来是奴隶。
Saw her.
但王看到她。
啊，
就是这位女子。
The Bible says. She was highly favored.
圣经说她也是蒙大恩。
Among all the people that went to the king.
在众女子去到王当中。
And Esther found favor before the king.
以斯帖在王面前蒙恩。
So when you receive this number two key.
你一旦有这第二把钥匙。
You will succeed in anything you do.
你是无往不利的。
This number two key.
这第二把钥匙。
People will not say no to you.
人家就是拒绝不了你呢。
You go to places.
你去到任何地方。
You won't have disappointment.
你不会失望。
That number two.
就是因为第二把钥匙。
People are going to say, no, we cannot do it.
人家会对别人说做不到。
But when you step in,
但是你一旦走进来
said, just because of
人家说啊就因为你啦为你而做
only you.
就是单单为你啦
Fable.
这就是恩惠
Magnetic Fable.
磁铁般的恩惠
That's what it does.
磁铁般的恩惠给你这种好处，本来是不可能。
God,
但你一旦有上帝这种吸引人的恩惠，就变成可能。
So、
你需要这一类的恩惠呀、
啊。Don't
你不要去忽视这恩惠，你要领受这一把钥匙，
it,
而且好好握住这一把钥匙。
Like、
你不要这样、啊、要拿不拿的，紧紧的抓住。
Three,
第三把钥匙。
Divine demarcation，
属天的划定界限。
This is good word now。
哇，这真是好。
You know what it means to be divine demarcation？
你知道什么叫做属天划定界限吗
？Let's get back。
我们再回来。
This is corn, farm corn.
这是玉米。
This is farm corn.
这也是玉米。
Corn is planted here.
玉米都种在两块田地里。
Corn is planted here. At the same time, the same.
同样的时间在种，同样地方种。
This belongs to Israelis.
那这一块是以色列人的。
This belongs to Egyptian.
另外这一块是埃及人的。
Locusts came in.
结果蝗虫来。
哎呦
嗯嗯、我就吃这一边的，这边再见，我不吃。
Question one.
那我要问你一个问题。
Did this ant or this insect, this whatever, was there a signboard saying this belongs to Israelis, don't touch it?
难不成是有一块招牌写说，这个是属于以色列人，不可触摸
？Okay, if there was a signboard,
如果当真有
did they read?
当真有招牌这么写，难道蝗虫它会独自啊？这就是一种属天的划定界限。一旦上帝把你划定界限出来，会影响别人的就影响不了你。你注意在听。
There was three days of darkness in Egypt.
在埃及有三天是黑暗的。
I believe it was blindness.
我觉得那个是一种盲目啊，就像人家瞎掉了。
Why do I believe that?
为什么我这么想？
How can you have light in the house?
你哪有可能家明明灯是有的，
and you can't see your wife.
结果你看不到自己老婆？
What kind of darkness was that?
这哪门子的黑暗啊？
The Bible says they couldn't see each other.
圣经讲说他们无法看到自己。
For three days.
三天就这么的漆黑。
But Israelis are still going around.
但是以色列照常做他们日常生活。
Divine demarcation.
这就是一种属天划定界限的结果。
You know, lies and flies.
你看，像这些苍蝇啊，还有那些青蛙等等
，came into the land.
也是来到土地，他们就四处找。
And that is Egyptian house.
只要是埃及的家就进去。
Did flies? Was there a signpost Egyptian?
苍蝇是不是有看到说，哦，这个招牌是写埃及人的，所以就进去，一生下来就跳过去。
How did this little thing, these big flies, know which house belonged to the Egyptians?
苍蝇怎么认出说哪一些是以色列人，哪一些是埃及人的
？And they're living in apartment building, less than
而且假设说他们都是全部住在公寓里混在一起。
This door is Egyptian.
这门是以色列人，这一门是以色列人啊。
Everywhere, what happened?Divine demarcation.
这就是属天的划定界限。
When God demarcates you,
上帝一旦把你划定界限出来
，Let the devil come.
啊，魔鬼你不敢死，不怕死就来吧。
He will pass, he won't touch you.
他经过你，但是不敢碰你一根汗毛。
Divine demarcation.
这就是属天的划定界限。
You need to be demarcated by God.
你需要让神把你划清界限出来。
When God demarcates you,
若上帝这么做。
There's a supernatural happening.
就会有一个超自然的事件。
Number four.
第四把钥匙。
Number four.
第四把钥匙。
You want to be directed by God?
你希望上帝指引你。
If you are wrongly directed, you could miss your destination.
若你的方向错误，你有可能错过你自己的命定。
Wrong direction.
错误的方向。
Wrong destination.
就会导致错误的命定。
You want to be successful in life?
你想要人生成功。
Number four keys is the right direction.
第四把钥匙，你要有正确的方向。
When you're rightly directed to the right business.
你如果被带到去做正确的生意，你绝对会做成。
If you are wrongly directed to do a wrong business,
但若你生意被带领去做错误的生意，
life become a struggle.
那么你人生就会是挣扎。
Investment.
我们以投资来说，
we have a lot of idle money.
我们有很多的闲置钱。
You put in the wrong investment.
结果你放置错误的投资里，你全部都失掉钱。
You lost all the money.
你钱全部都赔上了。
You get good money.
你有很好的钱。
Wrong investment.
但是你投资错误。
Why?
为什么会这样？
You did not have direction.
因为你没有得着方向。
Divine direction.
属天的方向。
When God directs you.
若上帝引领你。
Success become your nickname.
成功就成为你的绰号。
Amen. Amen. God told Joshua something in Joshua 1:8.
在第一处经文约书亚记一章八节，这是上帝给约书亚的话，我们一起读，请。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Amen. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper, and then have good success. So if you have the word,
若你有神的话语，
we're going to come back to that word.
我们就还会再讲神的话语。
The word guide you, help you.
神的话语来引导你，帮助你。
To receive a right direction.
让你有正确的方向。
Now, you know why I put direction as one of the keys to success?
为什么我认为属天的方向也是成功的其中一把钥匙？
Nice brother.
这一位弟兄非常好。
Marry a bad wife.
结果啊，娶到了错误的妻子。
Trouble.
你看麻烦就来了。
Nice sister.
非常好的姊妹。
Marry a bad brother.
嫁错了人。
Trouble.
也是麻烦。
I know a young man.
我知道一个年轻男生。
He came to me.
他来找我。
He was crying and weeping.
一直在哭。
What's going on?
怎么了？
I used to be on fire for God.
哦，我以前对神大发热心。
What happened?
那你现在嘞？
I got married the wrong wife.
啊，我娶错太太。我的生命就这样子完了。
I knew another brother.
我又认识另外一位弟兄。
He used to be very active, lively.
以前非常有活力，很活泼的。
Now he's behaving like a chicken beaten by a rain.
结果现在好像是鸡啊，被啊雨淋得很倒霉的样子。
Smile run away from his face. Smile run away.
他不再微笑了。
No happiness.
不快乐了。
So I keep wondering what's wrong with his brother.
我是想说，到底他发生什么事了？
He used to walk, go with us for meetings.
他以前常常会跟我们一起参加聚会的。
But I don't know what happened to him.
我不晓得他到底发生什么事。
Is he going to church?
他还去教会吗？
He used to dance. You know,
他以前在教会都真的是跳舞。
But in church, he just didn't like a dead wood.
但现在坐在教会好像是一块死木头一样。
So one day I came to church.
有一天我去教会。
I want to talk.
我说我要跟你讲话。
What's going on?
你到底怎么了？
For 5 years now. For 5 years now.
五年了。
I'm not myself again.
我已经失去我自己了。
What's going on?
到底怎么了？
My wife.
我那个老婆，说起来话长。
I'm not sure about the baby.
好难过。好，这下你们都知道了。
And I felt so bad.
我听得好难过。
Because I knew this young man.
因为我知道这年轻人。
Wrong direction.
错误的方向。
If you're wrongly married.
若你嫁错娶错。
God is going to help you.
愿神帮助你。
Not me now. I can't.
救你一把。
I cannot help. I'll be honest.
我老实说，我也没有办法救你。
Because some of them. Jesus.
有时候就有家暴情况啊。
You see, direction is very, very important.
方向太重要了。
Do you know that?
你知不知道这一点？
Do you know that if you have a wrong direction,
若你方向搞错，
something that's supposed to take you 5 years can take you 20 years.
本来五年就可以做好，你要做20年。
Direction.
方向。
Seek direction from God.
你要从神那里寻求方向。
Number five.
第五把钥匙。
Divine revelation.
属天的启示。
I love this.
我好喜欢这一把。
I love revelation.
我很喜欢启示。
Revelation can save you from trouble.
启示可以啊，让你脱离麻烦。
you can come from poverty into prosperity with just revelation.
只要有一则启示，你可以啊，从穷变为富有。
I want to share something.
你再注意听。
Remember my little friend Jacob. You remember Jacob?
你记得我那位朋友雅各吗？圣经的雅各，旧约的雅各。
Well, not really my friend, but now he's my friend.
啊，其实也不算是我朋友，但是因为都是基督徒，所以朋友啦。
Because the guy was like this. I don't like who the answer Jacob, like Jacob guy, you know. Jacob. He went to this man's house.
他去一个人的家。
You know the story.
大家都知道雅各跟拉班的故事。
And then the father-in-law wanted to cheat him. He cheated the father. You know he's a cheater. What you say is what you reap.
雅各他本身也是个骗子，所以你种什么就收什么。
Payback day is coming now.
所以你种什么就收什么。
So anyway, and the father-in-law said, "You know what? I want to be blessed."
拉班就跟他讲说，我要你蒙福。
He took away all the sheep that has was spotted.
那所以他就把那些有斑点的羊全部都把它挪走。
Say now.
说好，现在雅各你听着。
From now and
forth. 从现在开始啊。
Any sheep that is spotted and goat now be your own.
只要是有这斑点的羊，那就是属于你的。
Because the man knew it's not going to be possible.
因为拉班认为说你羊有斑点不可能啊。
He wanted the young man to leave empty.
他主要是要让雅各空手回去。
But because of the covenant his father made, God made with his father Abraham.
但是因为上帝跟他的爸爸亚伯拉罕有立盟约。
His grandfather now.
也是他的祖父盟约。
You know what he did?
你知道雅各怎么做
？Lord,
主啊
，You have all the keys.
你有所有的钥匙。
One key and you have.
我只要需要一把钥匙就好了。
To be rich.
让我有钱一把就够了。
God says very simple.
上帝说太简单了。
Take a rod.
你就拿起树枝。
Paint it.
树枝你把它漆上颜色。
That looks stupid.
这听起来是很愚昧。
But that's the key to wealth.
但是那个就是让你有钱的钥匙。
And come on, paint it.
然后他就照做了。
As the goat come to drink water,
那这些羊来喝水。
Come to eat,
他们来吃。
You see the color?
哎，这是红的。
And then I conceived.
后来他们所生出来的羊。
And they had babies.
就真的就有斑点。
And they were all spotted.
都有斑点。
What a revelation!
哇，这是哪一门子的启示啊
？What a revelation!
哇，何等棒的启示啊！
懂不懂？So simple.
好简单哦。
But looks stupid.
看起来很愚昧。
But that was the key.
但那一把就是钥匙。
And Jacob became richer than his father-in-law.
结果雅各比他的岳父更有钱。
Revelation is the key.
启示就是那一把钥匙。
You need revelation.
因此你也需要有启示。
For your business.
在你生意上，你需要有启示。
Whatever you're doing.
不管你做的是什么。
Revelation.
你都需要有启示。
I want to show you something.
我再跟你说
Revelation is a master key.
启示就是那一把万能钥匙
The woman of issue of blood.
苏念的这血肉换血肉的妇人
Sick for 12 years.
她病了12年
What does she need to be healed?
她要怎么样才能得医治
Revelation.
启示
12 years.
12年啊受苦
She's been all she got.
他花尽所有的积蓄。
Maybe she's been going for prayer. Who knows?
也许他也有参加祷告会啊。
After 12 years,
但受尽了十二年的苦，
she got a revelation.
他终于想通了，得着启示。我不需要来祷告。
What do I need?
我需要是什么
？Touch the hem of the garment of Jesus.
我就好好去触摸耶稣的一脚。啊，原来如此。我得着这一则启示了。
Look where Jesus was.
他就去找耶稣。
And touched the hem of the garment.
真的是触摸耶稣的衣角。
Fountain of blood.
结果问题就解决了。
Healing.
医治了。
Everything has a revelation.
每个东西，每个事件都有启示。
Everything in life has a key.
生命每个东西都有一把钥匙可以打开。
When you look at Jesus' healing ministry.
你看看耶稣的医治事工。
The blind guy.
那个瞎眼。
They came to Jesus.
来到耶稣。
Is it the sin of the mother?
是不是他？妈妈的罪导致他瞎眼。耶稣说不是。
Is it the father who said no?
是父亲的罪吗
？He spit on the ground.
结果他就吐苦沫。
He took the mud.
结果跟着泥搅和，就放在他的眼上。
Jesus, are you crazy?
耶稣，你疯掉不成
？My son is blind. You putting sand on his eyes again?
我的儿子瞎了，你竟然把沙混了你的口水，然后放在他的眼上。
Where was the key to his healing?
到底医治这个瞎人的钥匙在哪里
？The mud.
就是那泥土。
Why the mud?
为什么需要泥土
？Because the mud is the spare part of man.
因为泥土是人的零件。
Man was created out of the mud.
人是由尘土所造的。
So Jesus took the spare part.
因此，耶稣就拿起那零件，重新把它修理好。
Watch another place.
你再注意看另外一处。
Jesus did another kind of miracle.
耶稣又行另一个神迹。
He just said, "Go, your sin is forgiven. You are healed."
他说：“你去，你的罪得赦免了，平平安安的走。”
It simply means everything has a key.
那表示说每种东西用的是不同的钥匙。
The other place, he prayed for the blind guy.
另外一个地方，他为那瞎眼祷告。
He said, "I see men like trees."
他说：“我看人好像很多树。”
Walking around, he lay hand again.
他又再次为他祷告。
And he said, "I can see clear."
这个人说：“现在我可以看清楚了。”
Another place, he said, "Go and wash."
在另外一处，耶稣叫人家去洗。
The key.
因此，用不同的钥匙，你得着神迹的钥匙。
Now I want to tell you, Revelation is a master key. I can talk about the whole week.
可以单单用一个礼拜我来讲有关于启示是万能钥匙。
Second Kings chapter 4.
在王下第四章。
Shunammite had no child.
苏念这位妇人没有孩子。
A miracle.
她也需要有一个神迹才能生孩子。
I need a key.
也需要那一把钥匙。
To get a miracle.
来得着神迹。
What was the key?
那一把钥匙是。
Build a house.
就是建一个地方。
Put the man of God.
让神人住在那里。
It was when she built a house.
她建了地方。
And hosted Elisha.
来接待以利沙之后，
他
就开始能够得神迹生育，因此每一个东西都有开起来的钥匙。乃曼他有大麻风，他来以利沙这里，他得着医治的钥匙是。
What's the problem?
你问题是什么
I want to be healed.
我想要得医治
Get the river Jordan.
你就去约旦河洗
Fall down seven times.
你就洗七次吧
Seven. Come on. Are you surprised? You complete the three now. So he got healed.
他就这样子得医治了。
You need the key tonight.
因此你今天也需要你的钥匙才能成功。
To open anything in your life.
才能打开你生命当中你要的任何东西。
Number six.
第六把钥匙。
Divine intervention.
属天的。
Introduction, please.
属天的引荐。
Divine introduction.
属天的引荐。
That is the best.
这也是最棒的。
When somebody introduces you.
有人介绍你。
Sometimes they messed you up.
有时候他们乱介绍。
But when God introduces you.
但一旦是上帝介绍你。
The introduction stands.
这个引荐绝对是有效的。
Watch this.
你再看啊。
You come out with a pen.
你有笔。
The market is sold off.
你生产出来的这笔，但是市场不是销路很好。
Somebody come with the same pen.
同样的笔，人家也做出来。
And God put this stamp.
不过上帝在你的产品上面盖了一个印章。
And God has introduced this pen.
上帝就引荐你的笔在市场销售。
You become a household pen.
你的笔成为家喻户晓的品牌。
You sell faster.
而且你的品牌，你的产品卖得较快，就因为你有最高的那一位为你引荐，这非常有名。
Divine introduction.
这就是属天的引荐的意思。
I need the right husband.
我需要找到一位理想的丈夫。
God introduced you to Mr. Right.
上帝就把你的白马王子介绍过来。
You got married.
你就这样结婚
了。Divine introduction.
这就是属天的引荐。
Introduction is very important.
这是很重要的。
So when you come before the Lord,
你来到神面前
，and God introduces you,
上帝引荐你，为你引荐
，no power can stop him.
就没有任何的势力会来影响你。
So you need divine introduction.
因此你需要有属天的引荐。
I want to share a testimony with you.
我要跟你分享一则见证。
I wrote this because I've experienced this.
我会这么讲这么写是因为我自己有经验。
It was one day God spoke to me.
有一天上帝对我说。
To write these crazy divines.
叫我写下这一些很令人觉得很疯狂有关于属天的这种观念。
I begin to pray.
我从来都没听过所以我先为这些事情祷告。
I see it work.
后来我发现真的有效。
I went to America for the very first time.
我首度去美国时。
Let me just go this point to this point straight.
我就啊这一点我很直接了当跟你们讲。
I was in the conference.
有一次我在特会里。
I didn't know anybody.
我任何人都不认识。
I don't know where to go.
也不晓得去哪里。
And I said, God.
我说上帝呀。
I need divine introduction.
我需要你为我属天的引荐。
And I was praying.
我被祷告、
哦、Divine introduction.
首先的引荐
Lord,
走啊
I hear a voice.
后来我听到声音说
Everything has a key.
每个东西都有一把钥匙
What is the key?
那把钥匙是什么
Where can I get a key?
那把钥匙去哪里呢
And I had $60.
我身上那时只有60块钱
I said okay, maybe the key now.
我说、啊、也许那就是一把钥匙
The $60 in your watch is the key.
后来我想，我那60把钥匙以及我的手表，那时候声音告诉我说，你身上那60元还有你的钥匙，就是就你的手表是钥匙。
I had a tiny old calculator somebody gave me.
后来有人也给我非常破旧的计算机。
I said this may be the key.
我想说，也许这是虽然很烂，但也许就是钥匙。
I took the $60.
我拿起我那60块钱。
Remove my old watch.
还要把。我那一把很旧的手表拿出来，还有计算机都全部放在信封里。奉耶稣的名，这就是钥匙，让我可以得着属天的引荐。我听到声音说：“起来，到前面去撒种。”我是在全部是白人当中。上帝，我这样子去撒种奉献，人家会以为我是疯掉啊。
The pastor was not talking about money, was not talking about anything.
当时那一位讲员没有在讲什么要奉献啊，牧师钱啊都没讲。
He said, "Go."
但是那一则声音说，你就去。
So I was like this.
所以我就四处看一看。
Then I move now.
后来犹豫一下，我就一步就赶快去了，冲上去。
I dropped the envelope in his hand.
我信封就放在那位讲员手中。
So he held me.
他抓住我的手。
Open the envelope.
打开信封。
An old frustrated watch.
他看看我这一把烂掉不能再烂的。
An old calculator.
手表还有计算机。
$60.
60块美金。
And he did like this.
他手握着。
This is faith. This is faith.
这就是信心的彰显。
Look at this guy from Africa.
从非洲来这个黑人。
That was my last $60.
你知道那是我身上仅有的60块钱，我都给出去了。
As he was shouting,
他在那边大叫时
，shouting，
一直大叫。
This is faith.
这就是信心。
Somebody stood up.
有人站起来。
And brought me a golden watch.
给我金表。
And the guy was still shouting.
然后讲员还在那边喊。
This is faith.
这就是信心呐。
Somebody came out.
有人又出来。
Another thing.
又有另一个东西。
In 10 minutes.
10分钟
I had $1,200.
我有啊上千块的美金了。
And a golden watch.
而且又有一把金表。
Lord.
啊，我说上帝啊。
This is real introduction now.
哦，这说到属天的引荐，真是属天的引荐。
So somebody at the end of the meeting.
聚完会之后。
Somebody walked to me.
有人来。
Where are you going from here?
你待会要去哪里
？I said I don't know.
我说不知道。
You go to my house?
你干脆来我家住。
I said sure.
好啊。
You beat the cell phone.
他就电话一打。
Hello, honey.
亲爱的。
I met this black guy here.
我在聚会当中认识一个黑人。我想要把他带回家住。
Can I bring him? Said, sure,
可以吗，老婆？当然没问题。
What a powerful key.
哇，太有力的一把钥匙了。
So I went to your house.
我就去这位白人家。
Anywhere to go from that conference.
我从聚会完之后，事实上根本没有地方可去。
The woman was sick.
这一位我住的人啊，家他太太，他病了。
I pray for her.
我为他祷告。
She got healed.
得医治。
Say, how long are you going to stay here?
他问我说你要住多久
？I don't know.
我不知道。
3 days.
3天或4天，天晓得。
Then I stayed for a few days.
后来我待在他们家几天。
She gave me a ticket.
他给我一张机票。
a multiple ticket for $7,000.
是价值$7,000，可以多种功能的机票。
Everything has a key.
所以每一种东西都有开启的钥匙。
So God showed me a key that brought me, introduced me into a place I've never been before.
上帝给我一把钥匙，引荐我去到我从来没有去的地方。
Divine introduction. 这就是属天的引
荐。你们收听的是葡萄树传媒 ，ymedia.org。